You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric Dussopt here, excited to be joined by one of our favorite returning champions. Stephanie Castellanos is here from the 2018 NLC LA Engage class. We're talking talent. We're talking work today, which is a key topic in a never-ending pandemic world. You'll definitely want to tune in. Thanks for stopping by. Let's get to it. All right, Stephanie, I'm excited to talk to you. We kind of keep an eye on each other on LinkedIn and things, but I noticed you had a relatively new gig working in talent broadly. Give folks a scoop on where you're working and what you're doing.
Yeah, well, one, I'm just really excited to be here and share space with you. I also am just, you know, being in this space, I've always just appreciated the work that you do in the ed space. And so I'm excited to actually have a conversation on a podcast about talent. Like that's a thing that I normally do. Yeah. So I recently started a new role. It's been about, I think we're a month four now, but I'm a talent advisor at O4, which is a talent broker company that focuses on hiring and keeping executives in various fields, particularly in social impact and education is where we've been in the last few years. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the work that we're doing. It's been quite the last few months transitioning from in-house talent, nonprofit space to now client services. So yeah, it's definitely a different ballgame.
Yeah. And the place you're working is a place I've followed for a long time. The founder is amazing, as really I think taught me a lot, just kind of even through LinkedIn posts and other places I've followed her in terms of ways to truly approach finding people to work for you and then keep them there with an equity lens. Is that what drew you to her? Was there something else? How would you describe the draw and the pull of what's actually happening there?
Yeah, that's actually exactly right. I think about a year ago, her name is Ify Walker, who's a CEO and founder of O4, definitely has some posts on social media that really makes you pause and makes you really think and reflect about you and your own practices, especially as a talent leader and how we think about the space in the world. And so I've been, you know, fangirling for a while and jumped at the opportunity to, when I heard that she was growing her team, jumped at the opportunity to throw my hat in the ring. And here we are.
Yeah, I think some of the things that caught my eye when she posts is there's some good counterintuitive notions about, say, you're an employer posting a job, things you would consider. And I think she's posted some really interesting ways to redesign job descriptions or redesign some process pieces that I think people just assume are always going to be one way in the talent process. Is there anything that's kind of stands out to you in a counterintuitive way that you've learned since joining her team?
Yeah, so much. I feel like there has been, you know, in the space that I've, you know, in the work that I do, in the way that I approach talent and recruitment, I've been in several different types of spaces within education, within nonprofit, within child welfare. And what I've noticed is that, you know, it is not often in which you as an employer really, I always look at a job description, or we call it an opportunity description, as a nice shiny car that you see on the outside, but not often enough do candidates get to look under the hood. Right? Like what's really happening inside the organization? What is the culture like? What would it be like to work with your boss? What do other people say about working with your boss? Mm-hmm. And so I think that particular approach of laying all the cards out and allowing the candidate to really make an assessment of understanding all of the different dynamics within the workspace and what it would be to work there, and then decide to then move forward. And I think we do that in a couple of ways. And for me, that's been a learning process. We have, you know, frequently asked questions that shares findings from the talent and culture audit that we conduct with clients from the top, right from the beginning, before we even start talking about the role. We want to understand, what do you need? What are some of the gaps? What are some of the dynamics? Because we know, especially people of color, when they come in into a space and they don't stay, it tends to be because there wasn't alignment in the expectations. So it's important to align expectations and for both parties, the employer and the candidate, to know, to be fully transparent and to really get to know each other in a much more deeper and meaningful way.
Yeah, there's a radical transparency that I appreciate, right? And I remember exactly too, seeing that FAQ and you know, a really deep kind of breakdown of like, if Eric as your boss is looking to hire you, this is Eric's approach to XYZ, and this is Eric's approach to this or that. And such a nice way to just put it all out there when so much of, I think, the talent and recruitment space is flirting, right? And you're sending your representative and kind of your best self. And there's a little bit of a dance there that can be authentic most of the times, but right, there's still this kind of romancing aspect that can mask what actually the job may entail or would be like. And then when people get surprised when they start, it's really hard to get back on the right footing, and then retention is jeopardized. So I think there's, yeah, a lot to be said for that radical transparency part. Mm-hmm. You know, I was curious in terms of what you're seeing now with work as a this kind of concept being reevaluated, yeah, as we're in the pandemic and trying to get out of it. What are some things that you're seeing that candidates are prioritizing when they're looking for roles right now?
Yeah, well, I think flexibility is one. And by flexibility, that could look a lot of different ways. That could be geographic location. So being able to work remote is something that I'm seeing is, mm-hmm, what candidates are definitely asking. I think, you know, even if it's maybe a combination now of what would it look like if it used to be maybe 5 days in an office and that's what the culture is there some flexibility now knowing that people can work differently? And so I think that is one thing. But I think also I'm finding that I've been having quite a few conversations with folks who are potentially even in the corporate sector in the last year and a half, have really given them a pause to think about what's important, what matters to me. Being in a space where they feel valued and that they can thrive is really, really important at the forefront. And I think that they're keeping that as a higher priority now than I think in the past, in making a decision on where they go. So I think that the pandemic, we're still in it. But I do think that the pandemic has really allowed folks to sit with themselves and think about what is it that they want and really find meaning and purpose in the work that they do.
When we come back with Stephanie, we'll talk more about finding the right job, finding the right company, finding the right people. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Zag. We'll be right back. Yeah, so Stephanie, do folks find you? So if an NLC alum who's looking for a new gig and wants to get plugged into the work that you're doing, because you obviously know a lot of jobs that are open, do they find you? Do you find them? How does that process work?
It's a little bit of both. Yes, I'm definitely, you know, I think about accessibility as being very key and important, particularly when you're cultivating relationships with leaders of color. So yes, people can definitely reach out to me. I have my Calendly link where I can just chat with folks, whether they are interested in a role that we're currently hiring for or not. It's really just about getting to know folks and really understanding where they are and being a support system, whether they may potentially have some questions or may need some support and coaching. I think that that's really important, and creating that space is key. Also, I definitely do quite a bit as a recruiter, some outreach. And then also I have the Purpose Also Network. And I think that is a space where I am consistently posting jobs. So the Purpose Hustle Network is a community of over 3,500 leaders of color within social impact. And there's a Facebook group, and now there's a LinkedIn group. But the idea is that folks are consistently posting opportunities and resources for leaders of color. And most often it is the decision maker, the it might be the recruiter, it might be the executive director, or it might be really thinking about making those connections with people who can directly connect with you about the role is really important for leaders of color. And so that's one of the spaces where people can definitely connect to.
Sounds great. Hey, last thing, in the last time you were on, we talked a lot about Inglewood, and I woke up this morning, there was an LA Times piece about the new Clippers stadium that eventually be built in Inglewood. I was curious what your thoughts are on that happening.
Eric, we lost that battle with the stadium. I am heartbroken about it, to be very honest with you, and almost can't even bring myself to even go around SoFi Stadium, because it really, you know, as folks are celebrating and coming in, that we have new businesses and new things that are coming up, and the hotel is getting built right where there used to be one of my favorite hamburger shops, right? And what we're seeing is that the Clipper Stadium is just, I mean, it's already chaotic with traffic and environmental pollution, with the airplanes like a few miles above our roofs and ceilings, but it definitely, I feel, is not something that I'm very excited about. And I think now the community with the stadium and what they're seeing are the implications of it in real time are now starting to speak out even more and mobilize. But at this point, it's a little too late.
Yeah, for other activism that would happen for that community, what ways would you want people to get engaged? Because you're right, it's going to be almost a block by block conversation as things change over, or there's new developments being proposed. How would you want people to stay plugged in and keep fighting the good fight?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of organizations that are doing incredible work already and have been organizing long before I have. The Social Justice Learning Institute is someone who has really taken on that charge. Uplift Inglewood is organizing tenants. The Inglewood Lenox Tenants Union is currently doing a lot of on the ground, real mutual aid work and showing up for folks who are getting displaced, who are getting kicked out and are unsure of their home and unsure of what to do. They're rallying, organizing dozens of people to show up to the people's front yards and really be able to protest in ways that has not been so top of mind, I think, for people in Inglewood and Lenox. And I'll say Lenox because it's right, mm-hmm. Community Lenox. So yeah, I think there are a lot, just get in touch with community organizations that are currently doing a lot of work to try to keep people supported and so that they can remain in Inglewood.
Well said. Listen, thanks for coming on. And to everyone listening, hit up Stephanie and I. We have jobs. Yes. Hit us up on LinkedIn, text us, email us. We have jobs. We want to talk to you. We want to find you. We want to make sure you find a good home. Steph, anything else you want to say about people who should reach out to you so you can find them a good place to work?
Yeah, people can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Stephanie Castellanos, or I also, people can join the Purpose Hustle Network. They can just search bit.ly/theglobalmajority, all lowercase, and find the group.
Awesome. And we'll make sure that info is in the episode description. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of The Zag. You can, of course, get all the episodes featuring everybody in the NLC alum community doing amazing things at all the places you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, SoundCloud, Spotify. They're all there. Check them out. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.